Hi guys, and welcome to today's podcast. So this podcast is all about the debate around sex education for children. Sex education in schools has been a hot topic recently. There's been some debate about whether or not it should be taught in schools. In the UK, some information on sex education was produced from the late 19th century. It wasn't until after the Second World War, however, that it started being introduced in schools. Around this time, STIs were on the rise, and so sex education mainly revolved around the prevention of STIs. In the 1960s, children began learning about reproduction, which is generally taught in biology lessons. In the 70s and 80s, after the NHS began providing family planning advice, schools started teaching children about things such as contraception. Sex education also allowed children to start thinking about their own ideas and decisions concerning their sexuality. In countries such as the UK and the USA, sex education has often been influenced by politics, and it is often seen as taboo to talk to children about sex due to their innocence. However, in countries such as the Netherlands, conversations are much more open and don't involve politics. Recently, sex education in the UK has involved discussions that challenge homophobic and sexist beliefs and let children learn about sexual pleasure rather than just the scientific aspects of sex education. In 2020, the UK will have an update on sex education, the first in nearly 20 years. Some of the topics for primary school children will include puberty and online safety. For children in secondary schools, a much wider range of topics will be spoken about. These will include sexuality, mental health problems, and the sharing of private photos. Although many see this as a positive thing, some parents believe that it's inappropriate to teach children about these things. In March this year, a primary school in Birmingham was forced to stop its LGBT+ sex education due to the fact that parents were protesting against it. Sex is discussed a lot in the media, and therefore in homes, schools and at work. Although many people feel that they are being oppressed in terms of sex and sexuality, the fact that it is constantly spoken about perhaps means we aren't. Biopower involves all aspects of our lives, from sex to mental health. Although we like to believe that we have control over our lives, all aspects of our lives are controlled by the government, whether this be directly or indirectly. Some people believe that by talking about sex and our sexuality, we are giving control of these aspects of our lives to the government. Foucault believed that power, such as the government and other professionals, seem to try and censor and forbid sex, which oppresses us. He thought that by talking publicly about our sexuality, politicians and other professionals are able to obtain more information and use this information to control us, our bodies and our lives, thereby making us more oppressed. Freud argued that civilization needs sexual oppression. He believed that by talking about sex, it means that it should be repressed and not liberated. He also believed that children go through various psychosexual stages of development. If this is true, then it's a wonder as to why he believed that we shouldn't talk about sex and sex education. Although many people believe that sex education is too inappropriate for children, research in Holland found that by teaching children about sex education issues from an early age, helped them to make better decisions when it came to their sex lives later on in life. The fact that people are more open about sex education in the Netherlands has also meant that they have the lowest rate of teenage pregnancies in the EU. In fact, it's 5 times lower than that in the UK, where sex education rarely gets spoken about or taught. With the rise in access to social media and online porn, perhaps it's time that children of all ages learn more about aspects such as consent and the use of contraceptives, as these issues aren't really discussed or shown in pornography, and children are often too embarrassed to talk to their parents about it. This means that they often refer to porn and information on social media to learn about sex. Sex education has come a long way since it was introduced after World War II. Although many countries around the world are very open about sex education, other countries such as the UK still have a long way to go. However, there is often debate around where sex education should come from. Some believe that it should be part of the national curriculum, some believe it should come from professionals, and others believe it should be taught by parents. Many parents believe that they know best about their children, and therefore they should be the ones that teach their children about sex education. However, parents are often too squeamish to talk about such issues, and with the increase of online information, it is important that children receive some form of sex education due to the fact that a lot of information they can obtain is often incorrect and therefore can be damaging. I personally feel that sex education should be taught in schools from an early age. When I was at school, the most I learnt was how to put a condom on a banana. Luckily for me, I have an open relationship with my mum and sister, and I was able to talk about sex with them. However, many children don't have this opportunity to do this, and I therefore feel that they should have the resources from school to get the right information to make healthy and informed decisions about their sex lives. I also feel that it's important as it could help reduce teenage pregnancies and STIs, which are on the rise. Therefore, I feel that it should be part of the national curriculum and free from factors such as politics and religion.